Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Heart fills with dread, probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It is Friday, March 20th. A lot of people are on spring break, coming back from spring break. Maybe it's not even spring where you're at, but hope you have a break today.
Yeah, take a break.
Give me a break.
Everybody deserves a break.
Break me off a piece of that football cream. Yeah, do it. You got it.
What is football cream?
That's on The Office when Andy's like, what is it? Break me off a piece of, what is it? I can't remember what it is. He's like, I'm panicking.
Kit Kat Bar.
That's
well, thank
one.
You to everybody who sent in your stories for today. I can't say that they're all a break from what we're all collectively going through, but, you know, at least it shows us that we're all in this together.
There's all different aspects of what part of the world we're in, which is always fascinating to hear from. And my break has been watching the testimony from the Afro Man trial about he's being sued for defamation by a police force about whom he made parody songs. So it's been pretty funny to watch. You know, it's not funny. I mean, in some cases it's sad, but it's if you've got an 8-minute long parody video and someone has to sit there and watch the video about themselves after they raided his house, it's wild stuff. So if you need some just unbelievable trial moments, it's up there with Cardi B.
Go check it out.
Yeah, it's been wild.
Well, I'm looking forward to next February. That's how I'm getting through things.
Just marking the X's on my calendar, and I can't wait till it's just all X's and only one blank, and the next day is us going to Crime Wave at Sea 2027.
Mm-hmm. February 8th through 12th, bigger ship, more performers, more friends, more fun.
Hell yeah, we get to do all the fun things on a cruise ship and also do things like gather and chant Hail Satan a bunch of times or watch really immersive shows like Dan and Lindsay from Scared to Death, who made me truly fear that there was going to be a pirate ghost joining us on the ship. I jumped up out of my seat. So all kinds of fun stuff. Plus, we get to meet and hang out. Go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister. Hang out with us. Use code Sinister when you book. You can pick your balcony room, pick your room that you're going to be in. We got to do a fun cameo last night announcing that a couple of folks are going on Crime Wave, and it just made us more excited.
Mm-hmm. I think she shared it in the Patreon Facebook group. So we can't wait to see y'all and everybody else there.
Heck yeah.
In the meantime, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. This first one is from M. and is called The Time I Was Interviewed by Homeland Security. Content warning, this story discusses child sexual abuse material and rape. M writes, first off, I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. The way you give a safe space for the voiceless and those of us with a story to tell. Listening to your podcast has changed me in many ways. It was 2015. I met a man, Brendan, through my cousin, and we dated for about 9 months. Our first date, he stood me up, but I was later told his phone had broken. Our relationship was mainly drinking and going out with my cousin and his drinking buddies. Not my best moment in life. Brendan had told us that he was, quote, in trouble with the law and maybe going to jail, but he would never give us a true reason why. He led us to believe it was a drug charge. He'd been a frat boy who was a fan of cocaine, so that tracked to us. Cut to a few weeks later, when Brendan was suddenly gone. I don't even remember how we found out, but U.S. Marshals had picked him up from work. I'm embarrassed to admit that I was so warped by this man that I continued to take his phone calls from jail and write letters. That is, until I received a phone call from Homeland Security. They needed to meet with me. My cousin and our friends had received similar calls. I had to go to this unmarked building in our little town, was met by an agent, and had to hand over my phone and belongings. My head was spinning. He was not arrested for drug charges. It was for possession of child sexual abuse material. They would not tell me in specifics, but told me I could find the affidavit online to read. I was asked many very uncomfortable questions about our sex life and his behavior. I remember being so scared, feeling like I was in the Twilight Zone. But I have to say the agents were very nice to me. I found the affidavit and read it. I'm still haunted by the material that was described, along with things he had said, such as bragging about raping a woman. My cousin came over. We were both sick to the point of vomiting. It was horrible. We cut ties with him immediately. I also learned our first date when he stood me up was when his house was raided and his phone and laptop were taken by Homeland Security. He had met my family, been around younger female family members. The story was published in our local newspaper, even though I can't find it now, so we had to explain that to our family. He got 13 years in federal prison, but apparently is already out because I found him on the sex offender registry, living about 2 hours away. I was not in my best place in my life, and I wanted connection and love so badly, I ignored the red flags and my intuition. Thankfully, I'm finally learning to trust myself and my gut. I hope the next time I come across a piece of shit like this, I will remember my worth and keep on moving. I hope this for others as well. As a palate cleanser, I've attached photos of my babies, Monty, Ollie, and Winnie. All the love, M.
Well, M, there's no way you could have known on the first date that's when they were raiding him. I mean, how could you have? You can't, you know, that stuff's not public right away. And when you're told, my phone was broken, it's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Not knowing it's literally one of the worst case scenarios.
I'm going to put this guy on blast because I don't give a fuck. And it's public knowledge. His name is T. Brendan Emerson Ray. He's 36, male, white. No one needed to know that. We already did. Brown hair, 6'1", 270 pounds.
Shows that, in 2016, two convictions, federal.
Yeah. What I want to also point out is the language that the law enforcement used in the sex offender registry, because it should not be called child pornography. It should not be called distribution of child pornography. It's child sexual abuse material. And if the courts and law can't call it that, then I don't know. It needs to be a global change. Pornography is something entirely different. And this is just abuse material for people that can't consent and are minors.
Yeah, that 18 U.S.C. 2252, that means you're right that our federal statutes use that language, and that's how entrenched it is. And that's, you know, when those laws were passed, I don't know, imagine probably 30 or 40 years ago, that I think they probably thought they were perhaps using, I won't say like sensitive language, but when you really extrapolate what the idea of pornography is and we protect it as some under the First Amendment, you're like, that's when everybody is on board and can be on board. So you're right. It's definitely a misnomer to even use it this way. And I think it calls for a huge overhaul of our laws in general. And at least the vernacular used notwithstanding, at least this guy got swept up and punished. Although, man, that seems like a short sentence, truly.
Yeah. 13 years is a short sentence, but to already be out and living 2 hours away from you is horrifying. So put a Google alert for this dude's name just so you can keep tabs on him. And there's literally nothing you could have done. How could anybody know something like this about somebody? It's when you find out, it's in a terrible way.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. Yeah. So don't blame yourself. We've all dated people that our red flags and our intuition was saying this is not going to work out, but for the same reasons of wanting love and connection, maybe you're just bored and lonely. We stay in those relationships. I've done it too. Mm-hmm. So no judgment. And the important part is, as soon as you found out what was going on, you and your cousin were like, fuck no, I'm cutting this guy out immediately, which is what I think we all should do.
Oh, absolutely. And say to the arresting authorities, what do you need from me? What mm-hmm. information can I help you with? What can I give you? Anything to help get people like this off the street. I'm sorry that you were duped by this guy, but like Christy said, that's what it was. It was a duping that's, you can't know. Look, and it could be people that you're on a date with all the way up to your boss at a company who knows? And that's the eerie part of it.
Yes. You know better and now you're doing better. And by sharing this story and his information, you're doing so much and your kitties are beautiful. They look almost AI. They're so
like models.
Perfect. Yes. I love orange cats. I've only had one cat. It was orange. She was orange, but they are both beautiful and they look like they're very comforting in times like this.
Mm-hmm. Sweet model kitties.
Little model kitties. Well, thank you, Em, for sending that in.
Sinisterhood, we'll be right back.
When it's 5 o'clock and everyone's asking, what's for dinner? ButcherBox saves the day. Instead of staring into the fridge full of mystery ingredients, now we've got high quality protein ready to go. It has been a game changer for busy nights, especially with kids who want chicken nuggets and mac and cheese literally every single night. Tommy is trying to make something a little more elevated and expose him to different stuff. And everything they've had from ButcherBox, top notch.
Well, that's the thing about ButcherBox. Their selection is wild. You're not just getting the basic cuts. There are over 100 options. Grass-fed beef, organic chicken, crate-free pork, wild-caught seafood, and every single thing they offer meets super high standards. No antibiotics, no hormones. You can trust what you're feeding your family is actually good for them. Man, I'm a salmon fan. I feel like that. What if the kids like the best out of this list? I feel like
Tommy
they've got
made
good palates.
Some excellent steak the other night that we were all couldn't get enough of, but anything, chicken. I don't know that we've gotten any seafood yet. I'm going to have to order more seafood because that is my favorite thing to eat is seafood. Mm-hmm. What I really appreciate is that the quality stays the same, whether we're doing something fancy like steak or just tossing chicken in the air fryer. The air fryer is one of our best friends. And the plans are totally customizable. So if we know we've got a hectic week coming up, we can fill our box with easy, kid-friendly stuff that still feels like we're doing a good job feeding everyone.
And they don't just stop at the food. ButcherBox is a certified B Corp, which means they care about the environment, the workers, the animals, all of it. Plus, free shipping, recipes, exclusive deals. They really do make it easier to eat better without overthinking it.
As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between organic ground beef, chicken breast, or shrimp in every box for a year, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/creepy.
That's right. Your choice of organic ground beef, chicken breast, or shrimp in every box for an entire year, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/creepy. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
This next one is from A and is called, But What Kind of True Crimes? Hi, y'all. Longtime listener, first-time writer here. Big fan of your work. Y'all help me feel like I'm back in the South in the best way. About 15 years ago, my family and I moved to the Denver area. Even then, the housing market was overpriced. Our realtor was a kind woman in her mid-50s who worked tirelessly to find us a home that was safe and affordable. Sometimes, she missed the mark. This story is about the most memorable of those incidents. My husband and I pulled up with our two then toddlers in the back seat, and we saw a realtor standing outside of a decent-looking, if disheveled, home that was a foreclosure. It wasn't typical for her to wait outside for us, nor was the disturbed look she had on her face. She approached the car and motioned for my husband to roll down the window. She said, why don't you two go look and I'll stay out here with your babies. It isn't safe for them to go in there. It was then that I noticed the strong odor of cat urine. That usually indicates a meth lab nearby. As we went inside, the smell was stronger. We were in the meth house. No flooring, only subfloors. What must have been at one time a lovely home with vaulted ceilings and a beautiful fireplace was totally defaced and grimy, covered in graffiti and debris. The kitchen was demolished, but what really sold us was the basement. We went down the open concept stairs from the kitchen into the basement, which had a laundry station and a maze of back rooms. My husband and I were briefly separated. It was dark and I'm a big baby, so I panicked and began yelling his name. This basement was massive. He didn't answer, so I kept calling until I heard him reply, somewhat quietly, "In here." I went down a hallway, around a corner, and found my husband staring at a wall. Except it wasn't a wall. It was a window. And it wasn't a window. It was a one-way mirror. And it was looking into a tiled room with a drain in the middle of it. There was a door beside the mirror that had a heavy-duty lock. We had no desire to try it. There were also mirrored panels affixed to the ceiling directly above our heads in front of the mirror, which only added to the creep factor. We agreed to get the hell out of there and not buy the house. To this day, I still think about that house, and with the Epstein context, knowing especially that Denver is considered a trafficking hub, it haunts me even more. We've told everyone we know about this place, and it's clear some don't believe us, but we know what we saw. Well, kind of. We still don't know exactly what happened there, and I don't think we're sure we ever want to find out. Thanks for reading, A.
What in the barbarian did you walk down? I mean, a drain?
What realtor decides to show this house? This is insane.
That's the question. It didn't just go, I am about 1,000% sure you're not going to buy this, so we don't need to walk in unless you'd like to see something fucked up. In which case, then the client could go, yeah, I want to see something fucked up. I'll go in. Instead of just like, well, take a look and let me know what you think. Ma'am, where's my mask?
Your children can't go in because it is unsafe, but y'all go ahead. If you're trying to save them money, this type of house is not the way to go. You're going to have to bulldoze it and start from scratch or completely gut it, which is going to cost a fortune.
It's not a fixer-upper. It's a tear-downer.
Yeah. No, it's a tear-downer. And for someone to show this house to anyone, especially a couple with two young kids, is bananas to me. This is insane.
I just feel like you're the best customer, A, because you described this as sometimes she missed the mark. Missing it. If you said, I'd like a home to raise my children, it's like, I'm sorry, you didn't say you want to run like some sort of a Saw game situation in your basement? Oh, you said raise children in a happy home. I'm sorry, my bad. I showed you this Saw murder basement.
Man, I did not know that the smell of cat urine was indicative of a meth lab.
I didn't either.
Sounds like that's what they were doing there. And I don't know what goes into making meth. What I do comes from Breaking Bad. Do you need a one-way mirror with a drain in the middle? The only places I've seen one-way mirrors are focus groups and jails.
Yeah.
Unless they had a focus group of like, of all the meth you've tried, we're trying to see if this is the best meth you've had, and they get notes and feedback. Sounds like some heinous shit was probably going down.
Yeah. Also, I'm always like, who was the contractor that was like, oh, yeah, you want a two-way mirror in the basement? I got you. Let's get the crew down there. Oh, and you need a drain right on the other side of it? You got to raise flags, man.
Yeah.
You got to raise a flag.
And you mentioned the Epstein context. The same people that built all that shit should raise flags too. Like any of this stuff, it's not a one person operation. There's hundreds, thousands, millions of people involved. Bring them all to trial.
No, that's why we were watching incredulously the French designer who was being interviewed on CNN saying, I was helping Epstein design some of the rooms on the island, but when he asked me to make it like a pink room with a bunch of bunk beds in it, and I definitely knew it was for kids, and then he told me, it's for my girls. I thought, boy, that's weird. And then I left, and I didn't work there anymore after 8 months. Like, after how long?
Yeah, what? It took 8 months to figure that out? No, it didn't.
Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. I honestly feel like these houses shouldn't even be allowed to be sold because it is dangerous. They should be condemned by the city and have like a hazard material sign on the front door, not in the log of houses that I forget what it's called that realtors like a used to look or up stuff.
You
shouldn't be on Zillow.
Yeah, we can't let just people like open house keys in front because I imagine folks that are like, oh good, the lab's back open, you know.
So yeah.
You're right. I think it's more of a teardown situation, or at the very least a like an escorted walkthrough, because it sounds like the floors are kind of damaged and like, yeah. So you dodged a meth lab, it sounds like, in a murder basement. I mean, goddamn. But yeah. your cats are certainly cute. I'm glad
your
they don't live there.
Cats and your family are so cute. I believe in a different color, I have this exact same eye massager that your husband's wearing. Is that the Renfo?
Yeah, it is. What's up, Renfo?
Yeah, I see Renfo on the side there. I've had two of these. Second one, not as good. I left the first one in Canada. Never got it back.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
R.I.P. But good for you. Oh, well, I don't know. Good. I mean, you didn't buy it, but I would love a follow-up of what that conversation was when you came outside.
Yeah, like the real estate agent.
Reconvene with your realtor.
She's like, so what do you think? You're going to start a small business here maybe? You're like, I don't think so. I think we're not going to live here. Thanks.
No. Crazy. Oh, insane. Man. Well, thank you for sending that in. And your family's lovely.
Sinisterhood, we'll be right back.
Let's be real. Women have been sold every miracle product under the sun. 30-day transformations, quick fixes, overnight results. And somehow, none of them actually last. That's why Nutrafol stands out. It's not about hype. It's about committing to a simple daily routine that supports hair health from within. So the results actually build over time.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, and it's the number one hair growth supplement brand personally used by dermatologists. You can feel great about what you're putting into your body since Nutrafol hair growth supplements are backed by peer-reviewed studies and NSF content certified, the gold standard in third-party certification for supplements.
Let your hair be one less thing to worry about. See visibly thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you visit Nutrafol.com and enter promo code CREEPY.
That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CREEPY.
This next one is from NK, who goes by Tiny, and is called, "In this world full of anger, learn from my mistakes." Tiny writes, "Good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies. To start, thank you so much for your positive messaging on your podcast and remaining on the right side of history so openly. We need more people like you guys in this cruel, dark world of ours. The story I have for everyone today is extremely difficult to tell, and comes along with a massive trigger warning for graphic depictions of death and mentions of all forms of assault. Furthermore, it will describe an irreversible pain that I had inflicted on another person that I desperately need to take accountability for. I hope that by admitting to the things I've done wrong, that others can learn from my mistake and choose to do right. In late February 2014, I had just accepted a brand new job that I was thrilled to have been chosen for. This job required me to work some funky hours to start due to the time of year it was for that business and the type of work we did. So, temporarily, I needed to rely on friends and family to help watch my then one-year-old while I worked a couple of days a week. During this time, my younger sister, Jessie, agreed to watch my daughter for two of the days I needed, covered over the following weeks. The first day came, and she texted last minute that she couldn't anymore, with zero explanation as to why. I was annoyed and upset, but luckily my ex-husband had a family member who could make it just in time for me to be only 15 minutes late to my new job. When I arrived, my new boss informed me that since I was still in my probationary period, that my late arrival would be my final warning until my probationary period had passed. Jessie assured me that she would be there on that second day. However, she no called, no showed, and when I called my new boss to explain my situation, they simply told me not to come in, as they were going to let me go for not being reliable enough during my probationary period. I was extremely upset. Finally, I got in touch with my sister and explained what happened. I blamed her for losing my job, and we exchanged some extremely harsh words. I don't remember exactly what was said, but I remember they were mean. Very mean. Fast forward to a couple months later. On July 19th, in the early hours of the morning, just past midnight, my ex and I were at a 24-hour diner after a night out, getting a bite to eat. While standing in line, I heard multiple people murmuring about a major stretch of road being closed down for a few miles because of a terrible accident. My ex also saw word quickly going around on Facebook. Young female was shot off the back of a motorcycle. Her body had hit a Jeep so hard she was partially decapitated. A decapitated victim creates a lot of noise in any city. More graphic depictions of the accident quickly flooded social media. In this moment, I turned to my ex and said these exact words. Probably some more stupid kids who think they're invincible. My famous last words, as I proceeded to order a grilled cheese sandwich with fries and a Pepsi. I remember the order in this very moment like it was yesterday. The next morning, I woke to a text from my mom that said, "Do not get on Facebook. Call me immediately." My heart sank. A knot in my throat began to form. And then I made the hardest phone call of my life. My mom answered the phone and immediately said, "Jesse was in an accident last night." I knew what she was going to say next and immediately collapsed. She didn't make it. Her voice shook as she gave me this news. Years later, when I was about 26 or 27, I finally began therapy I so desperately needed. During years of therapy, I realized I'd held deep levels of shame for my final words I exchanged with Jesse. I simply couldn't forgive myself because I knew that it was too late to ask my own sister for forgiveness for the part I took in our last exchange of words. I realized that the argument we had wasn't worth anything that was to follow. The pain I held onto for many years because of this was nothing, even in comparison to the mental pain and anguish associated with being the victim of 3 attempted murders, domestic violence, and countless assaults I had previously endured. That's right. The pain of knowing I had irreversibly hurt my own sister, the pain of knowing she went to her grave hating me, is far worse than staring down the barrel of a gun or feeling the life begin to slip away from me. Now that I'm in my mid-30s and have been able to heal as best as I can from all of my life's tragedies, I've tried to find ways to apologize and take accountability for the part I took in hurting my sister before her death the best I can. I've done this by telling the story when I felt it's necessary in a difficult situation and admitting to my faults. I apologize to her every day as well through my actions, hoping that by being the best person I can be, that somehow I'm making things right with her. I have a mental process that I loosely refer to as the Jesse test. The Jesse test is when I approach a difficult situation, I ask myself these questions. Did I take accountability, even if it was hard? If this exchange of words with another is to be my last, will I be at peace with myself? And I mean genuinely at peace with myself. Because if the answer is even close to being a no, I need to make things right before I no longer can. I think about this a lot these days with our country so full of hate and division, and I often wonder about others. If the things you said to another person were to be your last exchange of words with them, would you be at peace with yourself? Or will you harbor regret and shame within your heart for the rest of your life because you contributed to the pain and/or suffering of another human being? Regardless of your relation to that person, you should care about your actions. It's simply not enough to live every day as if it were your last. You must also live each day as if it were their last, whoever they may be. In addition to this, I know that hurt people tend to hurt people. And in 2014, I was a deeply hurt person who then hurt another. But in the wise words of Mr. Marcus Parks from Last Podcast on the Left, your mental health may not be your fault, but it is your responsibility. And I promise you all, I've moved forward by taking responsibility. Thank you so much. With love, Tiny, or as my closest friends call me, Tiny Shoes. Attached is a picture of my beautiful sister, Jessie Lee.
Your sister is so beautiful.
She is. That's a beautiful picture of her. And man, Tiny, I've been in this situation where I had specifically a friend was killed in a car accident, and it was months after we had stopped talking, and those last words weren't probably what I wish they were. I could probably say the same about my dad. I can't even remember the last words now, but it was probably, something that I wish I could go back and take back. And I think about this a lot too, and this is where my anxiety begins to spiral and my OCD comes in. But if it was the last time you saw that person, how would you feel with how the conversation ended? And I like your Jesse test. I think that's a good test for everybody. Like you said, no matter if you're related or not, we should treat everybody with kindness.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful way to honor your sister that I'm sure the pain is something that will come ebb and flow like all grief does. But at the very least, a friend of mine taught me the best apology is changed behavior. So if you feel like, you can't verbally apologize to your sister and you feel like that's missing, I think having this Jesse test and not only you implementing it, but teaching it to us. And now we get to, tell it to everyone else. And everybody that's listening to this today when it comes out, and then every time they re-listen to it or, whatever, we get to say your sister's name. So We love you, Jesse Lee. We're sorry. We miss you. And thank you for giving us something to carry with us that we can ask ourselves, did I take accountability even if it was hard? If this exchange was my last, will I truly, really be at peace? And if not, what can I do to make things right? So I'm sorry for your loss, but I appreciate you sharing her with us.
For sure. And just as a note to you, Tiny Shoes, I hope that you're able to forgive yourself, even with therapy, which is incredible that you went. Obviously, I completely agree with Marcus. Your mental health may not be your fault. It's your responsibility. I've said almost the exact same words, but I did not know your sister, but what you have said of her and how lovely she looks, I don't think she would want you to spend your life grieving y'all's last conversation. Mm-hmm. She sees the work you're doing and she's proud of you and would want you to be happy.
Absolutely. And thank you for giving us off the air some ways to Google and learn more. And in so Googling your sister, I learned more about her heart and the things her friends and people who loved her said after she passed away. And she was a caregiver. It said she had a big heart that she would make sure everybody was taken care of. So like Christy said, hopefully you feel that love and you feel that once she was here, she wouldn't have wanted you to beat yourself up. So Hopefully you can find the grace and kindness and take care of your own heart like she would take care of your heart if she was here. Well, thank you so much for sending that in to us, Tiny. Sinisterhood, we'll be right back. Well, we're about to have some house sitters come, and it's a different question to say, would you like to sit with three dogs instead of two? But the good news is when they get over here, they're so cute, all three of them, that no one's going to run screaming, right? Right?
Three is more than two.
Three is more than two, and one's a puppy.
It can be applied. No one ever thinks like, one more kid or one more pet. And it's like three is way more than two for some reason.
When you've got each of you have one and then there's a third one running loose and you're like, Oh, it didn't used to be like this. But they're so cute and they're such a big part of our lives. So you gotta take care of them.
Our pets are so important. We cover everything else in our lives, our cars, our phones, even our trips. But our pets, they deserve that same protection. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps you be ready for whatever life throws at your pet, whether it's a chewed up sock or an unexpected vet bill.
And when you enroll in an ASPCA pet health insurance plan, you could get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The plans are customizable to fit your budget and your pet's quirks, and it's been around nearly 20 years, helping almost a million pets.
To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/creepy. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/creepy. petinsurance.com/creepy.
Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/amazonterms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. This next one is from Anonymous, and the subject line is When the Missiles Fell, Part 2. Hello, Mom and Auntie Christy. It's me again. I wrote to you back in late June for Freaky Friday, episode 170, to tell you about my experience when Iran bombed Qatar. I remember at the time writing about my hopes for better times and peace in the Middle East. Well, unfortunately, as you know, that did not happen. What an absolute shit show we are living in right now. On Saturday, February 28th, my husband and I popped out to pick up the keys for our new house in Qatar. While there, we had a shelter-in-place notification as the U.S. and Israel had bombed Iran and we were expecting retaliations. What should have been a nice day turned into us, our three kids, and two dogs huddled in the safest room of our house as missiles came raining over. At one point in the day, there were explosions happening every 10 to 20 minutes. At the time of this writing, it is now day 5, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. The U.S. are urging all their citizens to evacuate immediately, whilst in the meantime, the U.K. government have said very little about what we are supposed to be doing. Airspace is closed, so even if we wanted to leave, we can't. It's difficult to know what to do at this point. Some people are panicked and trying to leave. Others are very chilled about the situation and are carrying on like nothing is happening. Qatar is doing an amazing job on intercepting all the incoming danger, and from what I can tell, only a few missiles have made impact. But the noise it makes as they're intercepted midair is truly terrifying. I'm not really sure what the point of this was. Just wanted to update you, I guess. Have a little rant. Anyway, I'm enjoying listening to the show in between packing up our house to move into our new house tomorrow and sheltering from bombs. Thank you for letting me get a load off. I'll send you a video of the noise from our house as it's happening. Love you loads, Anonymous. Well, here's the video. I have not watched it. Oh my God.
Horrifying.
It's door rattling. I mean.
Yeah. The animals are so scared.
Yeah, the animals are barking, of course. The cat's just like, what the fuck?
I mean, imagine trying to live your life and every 10 to 20 minutes that's going on.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like if you didn't know better, if you were asleep, it might sound like somebody like drop kicked your garage door.
Yeah. Or was just setting off fireworks above your house.
Yes. It is. I am so very sorry, Anonymous, that you are having to live through that. And extrapolating that out to all the other regions where this is going on, and maybe they aren't being intercepted as well as Qatar is intercepting them.
Yeah, on behalf of our country, I'd just like to apologize because
sorry about it.
We should not be doing this.
No.
Neither should Israel. So I really hope that you and your family and your friends and everyone there can stay as safe as possible. I can't imagine, and I really don't think those of us in the States, because we don't live in this world yet, where bombs are just going off around us and there's rubble and explosions and missiles. Listen to this audio clip and then imagine you're trying to get your kids ready to go to school. You're trying to cook dinner. You're trying to sit down with your partner and watch TV and just relax. Like, your nervous system is so dysregulated that it makes sense that some people are just like, nothing's going on, because you can't even process it. It's like you have blinders on because that's what your brain is doing to protect yourself. I feel like that's happening here in the States with everything that's going on too.
No, you're right. And it's, as far as your question, Anonymous, about like, how do I get out or what do I even do? Cause that's another, you know, people respond by going, everything's fine, nothing's happening. And like you said, other people are panicked and like, we got to get everything and just try to drive or try to get a flight. I was reading about someone who was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, who's a US citizen, and said they called the States, and the State Department was just a recording that was like, we will not be helping you get out of where you're at. Good luck and try not to die. Goodbye, the government. Hang up. And so they said on the ground, the embassy employees were like, we are so sorry. We are desperately trying to get you out of here. We are not the ones in charge of the manifest. Like, we're trying to get people's names on. Essentially, they charter commercial flights to take what would you think, what is a plane seat, 250, 300 people out of there. The person who was writing this first person account said, you know, there were 90 people on the plane when we were leaving. And I know that there are hundreds of more people that want to leave. So it was just all the career diplomats, and the person writing said, you know, shout out to my home state representative's office who helped me, you know, try to call the congressman's office and stuff, because it is, you know, you think, oh, you know, the government's made a plan in advance, you know, held on to strategic oil reserves, made plans to evacuate military personnel, made plans to evacuate non-essential personnel. And it's like, no, we just know none of that, those plans were made. And
none of that happened.
No.
He just decided to push that button because he's going out with a literal bang. I think he just wants to fucking nuke everybody and create havoc before he kicks the bucket, which can't come soon enough.
Yeah, when you see someone smiling and go, I gotta go check on war, I gotta go see what war is doing, it's a lot of fun, it's crazy, it's disturbing.
I can't wait to take Cuba. I've heard a lot about Cuba in my life, and I think I'm gonna have the honor of taking it.
Truly, yeah. I mean, unless you're like, I had the BBC on yesterday, and to hear them talk that, you know, Trump says, I no longer need NATO. Like, we don't need your protection. And
well,
he said,
we're not going to have it. So
yeah, he said, we don't need NATO. We don't need it. And we've never needed it. And we've never used it. And the British commentator said, we would like to point out after 9/11 that NATO did step in a lot. And
yeah,
did a lot.
Yeah.
Just bringing that up. I was like, you should bring it up, because that's crazy revisionist history to be like, we've never needed anyone. I'm going to destroy this whole thing. So I'm so sorry, Anonymous, that you and your three kids, like you said, you should be like shopping for a new house and like picking out a rug for the entryway. Not like, all right, let's all hunker down and hope that nothing, you know, hopefully that when they shoot, even when they shoot stuff down, there's still, you know, debris. You have to worry about the environmental risks and factors and things like that. I mean, I think I saw that the burning oil areas in Iran, like the burn off from that is going to be in the air for decades. I mean, it's just, it's got to go somewhere.
Draining oil
in our lungs.
Mean, yeah. I'm not a doctor, but sure don't think that's healthy for anybody.
No, the weather girl is saying it's raining men. That's maybe just the second worst thing other than raining oil, perhaps third under raining fire. So any of those things, I just want it to rain, pure
honestly,
water.
Honestly, I think
pure
it water. Goes men, fire, oil.
Okay. As long as the oil goes first and or the fire goes, I don't want the fire and the oil to go in order. Unless you go the men first, then oil, then fire.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
We have to keep laughing to keep from completely losing it in these times. But thank you, Anonymous, for letting us entertain you. I'm sorry that a lot of it's been about the Epstein files. Like,
well, I really appreciate, like you said, different accounts from all over the world, because it's easy as Americans and even in the UK to, you know, kind of, we can tune out. We have the luxury, if we want, of tuning out, you know, of turning stuff off and not have, we don't hear bombs and missiles going off and stuff. But that's not a luxury everybody affords, and we should do what we can to ensure that it is, that we don't have to raise our kids and our family with, you know, countries that are at war over stuff that is just for their own personal gain. They don't give a shit about any of us.
No, truly personal gain. I think they said 232 out of 250 years that the U.S. has been around, we've been at war. So I think the numbers are not. And then they took the olive branch out of the bird's hand on the dime. And I'm like, the olive branch is supposed to represent peace. The new, they're reissuing some new dimes with somebody else's head on the front. I don't remember.
We need new coins?
I thought they were getting rid of pennies, by the way.
There's fucking tons of change. Why do we need that? Why is that where our priorities are?
I think they want commemorative 250th anniversary coins. Yeah. No, I think you should be melting those down into missiles or something, because we're facing a run out. So, like, let's focus our
Whose
attention.
Whose face is on it?
Let me see. I'll double check.
Wasn't it Jackson?
It's been FDR.
I don't know about anything.
New dime.
far as presidents on coins and paper money.
It was one of those where I was like, who's this guy? But it is FDR. Yeah. The new design on the dime. Okay, yeah, it says big changes. The U.S. Mint began shipping newly designed coins commemorating the nation's 250th anniversary of independence in January. The dime's redesign is, however, proving controversial. It appears on coins minted throughout 2026, carrying the dual date 1776-2026, and depicts Lady Liberty with wind moving through her hair. The U.S. Mint said, with steadfast resolve, she faces the tyranny of the British monarchy. Her liberty cap bears stars and stripes, at once a symbol of our burgeoning nation and a reference to early American coinage. And yeah, so the FDR dime has been in print since 1946. The back of that one carries a torch, an olive branch, and an oak branch. And I think the redesign omits the olive branch,
which is a sign of peace, and we're going to squash this and come together as one. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1776 to 2026 seems like it would be on a headstone. What are they saying?
Who thought of this? Frank Holt, a professor and emeritus of history at the University of Houston, said, the design of the new dime long predates Operation Epic Fury and only accentuates how easily a poor design could be misinterpreted or misappropriated. Money talks, but it should speak plainly and with purpose, because I think people believed that the removal of the olive branch was in response to Operation Epic Fury, which is literally so embarrassing. For me. It's so cringe millennial, like it's fucking like, epic bacon. Ugh.
I feel like fifth graders would come up with something better to name it.
I truly think they were told to come up with something that had the same initials as Epstein Files. Epic Fury, Epstein Files, Trump, EF, and Trump EP. And it, instead of Trump Epstein, I think he wanted it to be Trump Epic Fury. That's my theory. But yeah, I think that the design was just, I think it's just a sinister person was like, let's remove the olive branch.
Yeah.
And it's not like the first time everybody's being violent, but it's maybe
Just like, why, of all the things going on, we need to commemorate 250 years of freedom? Who's been free, first of all?
Damn. When's this freedom going to start? In 2026? Because it doesn't look like it. It does not look like it. Certainly a lot of us have not been free.
I would like 2026 dash no end date.
Yes.
And we all get our shit together and get rid of these rich pedophilic fucks that have been in charge for way too long.
They're going down, baby. Well, thank you, Anonymous, for sharing what it's like where you're at. And to that extent, anybody around the world that listens where you're at, if something like this is going on, we want to know about it and be able to share first-person accounts. We have been talking on this week's episode and everything, like, how do you know what's real anymore?
Yeah.
So we very much value your on-the-ground like reality, and so we can share it. Yeah.
No, yeah. I trust what videos and audio y'all send in more than I can trust some like news outlets right now.
Truly.
So, you know, I know this is real and they aren't reporting this kind of stuff in a lot of the American media because they don't want us to know. And what, so now apparently with the thing you were reading about the new thing, we seem to just go scorched earth with Britain.
Yeah, I was like, why are we hating on the UK for no reason? Like,
so now we're like, we hate everybody. It's just us.
Yeah, yeah. No, that, I mean, truly, they're becoming, ironically too, like cutting us off from all of the, like, America First requires input from other countries because we can't make everything here. So no. like, if you want to make stuff, you have to import certain elements and then you can make stuff here. We cut off the first step one. And so it's like, well now,
and
dad's got us in this bunker and there's no provisions. And he told all the neighbors to fuck off or he's going to shoot them. So what do we do in this bunker when we run out of food? I don't know.
Well, when you cut off all of your importing, you decide, I'm just going to go take the country then so I can just have all the shit if they're not going to give it to me. And oh my God, I've never been more ashamed of our country.
Yeah. I mean, we are being run by Francis from Pee Wee Herman, Pee Wee's Big Adventure. I mean, just a petulant, childish, selfish, thoughtless. It truly, it's disturbing.
Murderer,
yeah,
rapist.
I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy to see. So
that
it
does not give a fuck about any of us. I saw a content creator yesterday that just, I was like, I even commented, this is cathartic. Thank you. Because he was just like, when in the fuck are you, all of you that voted for this, going to realize he does not care about you? Like, look what is happening. We've, in the arguments of like, well, you know, we got to keep our gas prices and grocery prices. Look at the gas prices now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the grocery prices now.
It's $5 some places a gallon, $7 some places. I think the national average is over $3. I did see a woman, I think she was in rural Pennsylvania. She might have been in Tennessee, so I apologize. I can't recall exactly. But she was yelling into a microphone with a man on the street reporter. And he's like, if you could say something to Donald Trump and he could hear you, what would you say? She's like, I'd say he's a fucking idiot. He's ruining everything. Everything's costing me more. He's ruining this country. Da, da, da. And the guy goes, okay, and did you vote for him? And he leaned into, she goes, yes, I voted for him 3 times and I must be a dumbass. And I was like, at least the self-awareness came eventually.
Took 3 times.
I mean, I say all the time, like, if you get scammed by someone, it's because it's just a snake. But sometimes if the snake has set a booth up that said offering venomous bites, and you walk up and you say, hello, here's my money, can I be bitten? And then you go, oh, my arm, it hurts. I'm like, why? A snake bit me and it's venomous. And you go, well, he did. There was a sign.
Yeah, and then they're like, you know what? I'm going to go back 2 more times for that.
I got to be sure. Like, what if your whole body is swollen now and I can't help you? You are dying. We're all dying now. The snake got you. And I said, if it sneaks out and gets you, that's one thing. But if there's a fucking advertisement and a brochure and a PowerPoint, like, I don't know how to help you.
At some point, you got to take accountability for your actions. And like that woman, admit, like, I fucked up.
She's like, I'm a dumbass.
And there's a lot of power in that. And I would respect people much more that say that instead of doubling down because their pride gets the best of them and they can't admit that they made a mistake.
Heard. I mean, you know what? He's a con man. He's always been one. So it's a shame, though, that we're all having to suffer the consequences of it. And I appreciate you all who still listen from other places who realize we are not our government. And just the same, if you're listening from one of those places, you're not your government either. Mm-mm. And we're all just human beings trying to connect to each other.
Yeah. Or demons.
There's a couple of them, the ones in charge, dying those from within.
They're all connecting with each other.
Somehow.
Missiles.
In the other realm. Oh, well. Sinisterhood, we'll be right back. Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Well, this next one is from Risa, and the subject line is aliens? Jesus? Lucas CPR machine? Hi, friends. I'm a nurse in Northwest Illinois, and I have a story I've been waiting to share for a while. The conversation in Freaky Friday 203 gave me the push to share not only my tale, but also some more information about the Lucas chest compression device mentioned. And content warning, if hearing about this device upsets you, we're about to discuss it. I started my nursing career in cardiology, specifically the cath lab, after losing my paternal uncle to a heart attack during my last semester of nursing school. My uncle never made it to the hospital, but I had a desire to help others suffering heart attacks, strokes, and traumas, and that is what I did for the first 6 years of my career. Also, on the 1-year anniversary of my uncle's passing, I happened to be on call. That night, we took care of 3 STEMIs, massive heart attacks, between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., the time of day my uncle passed, and all 3 patients had critical blockages in their heart in the exact same vessel that my uncle passed away from. This is a pretty abnormally busy night for one team in the city I worked in, and I can only imagine my uncle sent them our way. All 3 had great outcomes and had loved ones waiting for them in the ICU. That being said, we were the first area of the hospital to employ the use of a Lucas CPR machine. In 2017, we had a patient who was very sick that needed CPR. This sweet, sweet woman was maybe 85 pounds soaking wet and over 80 years of age. The Lucas machine was too much for her, and it was hard to watch slash be a part of. With the medical issues she was dealing with, all the CPR in the world was not going to bring her back. It took our entire team a long time to use the Lucas again. Fast forward to 2018, and multiple nurses were pregnant, myself included. There had been a mass exodus of staff, and we needed good, quality chest compressions. We had a patient come in suffering a STEMI, and the team was doing manual compressions, but he had a rigid barrel chest. We decided to use the Lucas. The Lucas did such a great job that during compressions, the patient would regain consciousness. The Lucas was giving him such good blood flow that he could speak and be aware that he was getting compressions. Unfortunately, he did not make it due to the severity of his heart's condition. However, the Lucas did exactly what it was supposed to. Another example was the Lucas on a 37-year-old woman who suffered a massive pulmonary embolism. The Lucas was able to continue compressions for over 2 hours while the cath lab worked to remove the clots from her lungs and ultimately save her life. The amount of strength and effort and people it takes to do high-quality CPR for that long is tremendous, and having the Lucas has been a great lifesaver. As someone who has done CPR, been a CPR instructor, and been around a lot of people in their final and almost final moments, yes, ribs break. Yes, CPR is difficult to witness and be a part of, but CPR saves lives, and it is incredible to see people reunite with their loved ones. Final story, special for my freaky ladies, but still nurse-related. When I was in my nursing school psych rotation, our instructor asked us, "Who wants to be a mental health nurse?" None of us raised our hands. He then laughed and said, "Joke's on you, you're all going to be psych nurses because no matter where you work, mental illness is everywhere." Huh, I guess he is right. Well, shit. He then basically said, "So, free time in the mental health unit. Go find someone and strike up a conversation. Meet them in their world." Now, I'm no stranger to mental illness, personally, professionally, familial, you get the picture. But walking into the locked unit with such a vast array of mental illness, hidden and on brazen display, was disarming. I decided to sit down with the resident hippie, you know, the devil you know versus the devil you don't. This man lives rent-free in my head. He had curly brown and gray, wavy, shoulder-length hair, loosely tied into a ponytail. Yellow-tinged glasses were slid slightly down on the bridge of his nose, and his purple Charlie Sheen-esque shirt with black stripes clashed wonderfully with his blue hospital-issued paper scrub pants. We chatted for a little bit, friendly enough, and I finally got the nerve to ask, "So, what brought you here?" He said he would tell me, but that I wouldn't believe him. That's why he's here in the first place. Here's the story, he told me, y'all. Patient. "So, a few years ago, I lived in Oklahoma. Really rural, far away from big cities. I was out walking one night, and I saw a UFO. I didn't want him to see me, so I crouched behind some bushes, and I watched him. The UFO was waiting for the people to get back into the ship, but they weren't human people. They were the gray people." Me. "What are gray people?" Patient. "Aliens, of course. Now, miss, I know you won't believe what I'm saying, and that's okay. I went to run back home, and when I turned around, there were 3 gray people behind me. They then took me back to the ship, and they opened my mind completely to use my entire brain and fully understand the world and why it works the way it does. The gray people explained to me that I had been chosen to have all the information, and it was my burden to carry for infinite knowledge and wisdom. That's why I'm here. People are afraid of people who have all the knowledge." Me. "Yeah, that's true. People are afraid of knowledge. You are right about that. Can you share anything you learned with me?" Patient. Well, the most surprising thing I learned is that I'm actually Jesus. I am the second coming. I never knew until the Greys told me. Whoop, there it is. At this point, I said, oh, yes, okay, that is pretty amazing. I thanked him for sharing his story with me, and I told him how much it meant to me that he thought I was worthy of hearing his story. He told me I was an enlightened one and bid me farewell. I told my instructor that man was the most believable person I have ever met and that he deserves an Academy Award. My instructor said it was because I immersed myself in his reality. I also think it's because there's probably some truth to his story. Aren't those that are different or those we don't understand the first to be persecuted? Definitely. Was he also in the middle of a schizophrenic psychotic break helped along by years of various substances being abused? Also, definitely. All that to say, I love y'all both so much. Heather, I think you are my inspiration. And Christy, I think you are my mama inspiration. My girls are 7 and 12. If only I lived closer, I would love to enjoy a porch hangout with you and sweat my titties off in that Texas humidity. Humidities, if you will. Keep fighting the good fight. You bitches deserve a Pulitzer, or, you know, the podcast equivalent. Thank you, ladies. Stay so freaky. Love, Risa.
Well, thank you so much, Risa. And humidities is definitely going to be used from now on out.
When we're out in our humidities, we'll be thinking about you, Risa.
It's already approaching. We're already getting there.
So I was like, this weekend it'll be cold. Paris goes, it'll be 93. I was like, super duper. well, take me away with this Gray story.
Yeah. It. You know, I think you're right. There's some truth in it somewhere. You know, I mean, whether it's the truth that he thinks it really happened or some of it did happen, but you gave him a kind ear to listen and didn't judge him, which I imagine felt really good for him. And I would also like to say thank you for the education on the Lucas machine.
Yeah.
I've never seen it firsthand. I've seen videos of it. And like you said, it can be really hard to watch. I think a lot of it depends on the size of the person, too.
Yeah, she said, yeah, the first patient probably was pretty traumatic to see. But, I mean, as you said, for the woman with the pulmonary embolisms, like having a human consistently with the perfect pressure do compressions for 2 hours while something like that's wild. So
you couldn't do it. Yeah.
So it is a life-saving machine, even if it to the average lay person is like, oh my God, what's it doing to you? You're like, it's doing what it's got to do. And it's not pretty, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
It is necessary. But with regards to you, the way you treated this person, I think it's so beautiful. And it reminded me of a friend of mine went through improv for caregivers training that specifically trains you on how to speak with people with dementia and, you know, not arguing and finding a true thing to say of like, oh, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing with me. You don't necessarily have to be like, oh, you definitely got probed by the aliens and encouraged stuff, but just being like a kind ear to someone in that moment and being listened to. Separately from that, with regards to the UFO angle, I'm listening to the memoir of a government whistleblower right now, a pretty well-known one for a future episode, and they brought up the phrase nuts and sluts, which I did not know. That is like government shorthand for what intelligence apparatus do to whistleblowers that they want to discredit. They either frame them as a somebody with a mental illness or somebody with some type of sexual predilection, like they're cheating on their spouse or they seduce them with someone else. Or they, in one case, I believe it was the Nixon administration, the man who released the Pentagon Papers, which was, you know, I think it was showing some bad faith actions by the executive branch of the U.S. government. He revealed this whistleblower revealed these things. And the Nixon administration broke into the guy's psychiatrist's office to try to steal his files to try and say, okay, like, how can we frame him as like making him seem crazier? All that to say, you're a medical professional. You were sitting by this guy. You know better. But it's just fascinating that in the past, weaponizing mental health diagnoses against people who have legitimate whistleblower complaints against the government has been an effective tactic by the federal government to silence people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, current even.
I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, and look at all the FC
survivors. I didn't know it was
called
nuts and sluts. What a gross thing to say. But
well, I mean, it's kind of it's pejorative against the government is like that's what they kind of like, let's turn them into a nut or make them into a slut. Like, ah, it's crazy.
Well, I would also like to point out, Risa, and Tiny, that both of you, because of your experiences, have gone on to make it your mission to serve others that were in the same situation as your loved ones. And that is so admirable. And mm-hmm. you should be very proud of yourselves.
Yeah, and what a powerful night the year after losing your uncle to something mm-hmm. similar, that you got to send three people home to their families. And if that's not goodness and good karma going out in the world threefold in action, I don't know what it is. But mm-hmm. thank you for sharing your story with us and for teaching us humidities.
Yeah, humidities is going in my dictionary.
Sinisterhood, we'll be right back. Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, this final one is from Amanda, and the subject line is follow-up from a way back Freaky Friday, Freaky Friday number 18. Hello to my favorite ladies. I wrote in way back on Freaky Friday 18 about signs we have received from my grandpa who passed away in 2021. Freaky Friday episode 203 had me crying right along with you ladies, also wearing non-waterproof mascara. And it reminded me so much of losing my grandpa. He passed from COVID at the height of the pandemic, and we were not allowed to go see him in the hospital in the 2 weeks leading up to his death, or when his time came to pass on. Not a day has passed that I haven't been bothered by the fact that he had to die with none of his family present. This man was the main father figure in my life, and I'm still crushed that I couldn't hold his hand as he crossed over. The story that Anonymous shared in reply to Mad's Freaky Friday story gave me a sense of peace that I've been looking for these past 5 years. We were told that there were nurses present when Grandpa passed away. Although I've often felt resentful that it couldn't be us there with him, Anonymous's reassurance that someone being with him when his time came, even if it wasn't our family, most likely helped him and gave him comfort, gives me such a feeling of relief. It made me realize that he wasn't alone, and he had support as he transitioned into whatever comes after this life. I will be forever grateful to all medical personnel who were there on the front lines of the pandemic. I can't imagine all the victims of COVID who they had to bear witness to. They are all heroes. Following up to my way back Freaky Friday stories, Grandpa still sends us signs once in a while. He always had his phone set to this obnoxiously loud electric guitar ringtone. We always laughed at him when his phone rang, this old man with heavy metal music as his ringtone. When my aunt was having a hard time a couple years ago, her phone rang. It was his ringtone. Her phone was not set on that ringtone, nor had it ever been. It came up as an unknown number. She didn't answer, but she knew who it was from, and it gave her a sense of peace. It has never rang with that ringtone since. Right after he passed, my mom, my aunt, and I would find a dime and a penny in the most random places. Always a dime and a penny together. One day, I said out loud, "Why is it always a dime and a penny together?" Well, he must have heard me, because ever since then, it's only been dimes. Dimes on the sidewalk, dimes on the washing machine, dimes in the cup holder of my car, and I usually find them when I'm going through a rough time. I know he's still watching us, probably shaking his head at some of my questionable decisions, but loving me anyway. Thank you both for being such a light to me during a dark time. Your relentless work to expose the darkness while still shining is inspiring. I live in a very rural area in the Midwest, and people who share my views are few and far between. I appreciate your perspectives more than I could ever write here. Love you both, and keep it creepy, Amanda.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. That means more than I could ever write, too. And your grandpa might be the single reason we're having dimes reprinted.
Yeah, what the hell? You're about to start finding new ones.
Now, what will be interesting is if grandpa only does pre-2026 dimes, or
right
if the new ones come into play, because I feel like grandpa would be like, no, this isn't what the dime that I'm leaving anywhere.
Hang on a minute. Oh, man. Well,
man,
I'm glad
18,
that...
18, Freaky Friday 18, and we are recording Freaky Friday 206. That, man, feels like a lifetime ago, but I remember this story.
Yeah, I remember your signs, and not only that, I was thinking about this story because I picked up a book called Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe by Laura Lynn Jackson, and it's a New York Times bestseller, and it is about what it says it is. It's a modern guide to connecting with the other side, full of stories of hope, teaches us how to recognize and interpret life-changing messages from loved ones and spirit guides. So you
that.
Might, yeah, Amanda, you might like that book. It might give you some insight into, she sort of encourages, she gives examples of what other people have and taking as signs, or especially when it's, you know, situations like this where it's like, that is just a ringtone that I do not have set on my phone.
That's
that I
wild.
Do, you know, where it's totally, yeah. And the same with like strange songs or people appearing, or no, I don't mean like quite literally, but like someone showing up at the perfect time and they're just like, I just got a feeling to show up. So it's a very fascinating book. And it sounds like it'll maybe shed some light or give some insight onto all this. But I'm so glad that Anonymous and Mad sent in her story in, and then having Anonymous send her story in, we don't know when we're vulnerable who we might help. And Amanda wrote in, but other people might have also, you know, felt the same way as Amanda. Not.
I love it. That's the power of storytelling, Mads. We've heard from another point of view of that same accident. And then a point of view from here, and, you know, based on the response to Mads. So it's a good reminder that we're way more alike than we are different.
Yeah, and way more connected than we could even know, that when you do something, it has a ripple that you don't even see until you know, someone makes it known to you. And sometimes they can't even make it known to you. So there's good. What does Samwise say? There's a lot of good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and it's worth fighting for. So thank you guys for being those reminders to us every week that there is so much good.
Absolutely. Thank you to everybody who sent in your Freaky Friday stories. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. Speaking of freaky, have you got something creepy caught on camera? Found a weird or unexplainable clip online? Maybe you just have a funny video you want us to see. Send it our way and we'll live react to it during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's totally free. You just enter your email, you get immediate access. You get a whole backlog of free content on Patreon for free members just for signing up as a thank you. And just to remind everybody, for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be off for Sunday Scaries, but then we'll be back with bigger and better videos than ever.
God knows what you're going to send in between now and then, but we can't wait.
Well, if you like our free episodes like this one, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next, or dive into over 1,000 hours of content like Judge Christie, where I rule on petty grievances you bring before the court. True Crime Headlines, we break down the latest news and updates in true crime. Heather Saves, where anything Heather has found late night scrolling can be discussed. And Am I the Asshole, Unpopular Opinions, and other subreddits that we feel require our input. We're about to record a True Crime Headlines right now with all sorts of updates. Yeah, Corey Richens. Man,
Havana
that
syndrome.
Trial just ended.
Yes.
Havana Syndrome.
Tommy
with everything
Thompson.
Going in. There's
a
lot.
Can't wait. We also offer free trials, so if you are curious about what we're talking about on True Crime Headlines and you are not a member at a tier yet, you can join for free for a week and check out all the perks. Go to the highest tier so you can binge everything. And if you cancel anytime before the trial is over, you won't get charged. But if you stick around, get that annual membership so you get 1 month free and you get access to, like we said, over 1,000 hours of a back catalog and so much more.
You get ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live bonus content, weekly audio bonus content, mini-sodes. We just put one out about the missing General McCaslin that's an ongoing story. You get merch discounts and, of course, a community of the best listeners on the whole internet.
All you guys, the best part of it. And don't forget to grab that merch discount and head over to sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show, submit topics and cases you'd like us to cover, find fun things like topic-based playlists, and of course, tickets for Crime Wave at Sea 2027.
Climb aboard and let's go. Go to crimewaveatsea.com and use code SINISTER. And you also get $100 off your cabin, yeah, meet and greet with us, and so much more. We cannot wait. And if you're already going to go, make sure you join our Discord server and chat with people who went last time. You know, tips, tricks, and veteran cruisers can help newbie cruisers.
Yeah, maybe you'll find someone on there to room with.
Meet up with, yeah, for sure. Follow us over on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Follow us over on YouTube and TikTok at Sinisterhood Podcast to watch clips from the episodes, live streams, and more. And if you're looking for a unique and personal gift for the Sinisterhood fan in your life, or you just want to treat yourself to a pep talk, book a cameo now. From happy birthday to birth announcements to congratulations on whatever accomplishment, we would love to create a customized video. It can be immediately viewed and sent. It's a custom thing, so you know they don't already have it. If you're worried, like, I can't shop for this person, you don't even have to leave your house to get it. So go to the website on a browser, on a computer, cameo.com/sinisterhood to get the best price for your cameo. And you can use it to announce Crime Wave at Sea, too. That's a,
oh, yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. We've done a lot of announcements lately.
Yeah, it's true.
Have been big announcements, and we're humbled to be the ones to announce it to the recipient.
It's very fun. We can't wait to announce all manner of things at cameo.com/sinisterhood. Where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm on the internet at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.